Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Ongoing joint counter-terrorism raids across Sydney today have resulted in the arrests of seven teenagers. Five others are assisting police. Deputy Commissioner of National Security Chrissy Barrett says all those arrested share the same beliefs as the 16-year-old charged over the stabbing of a bishop during a Sydney church service last week.
As part of our JCTT investigation into the alleged Wakeley stabbing, we identified links between the alleged offender and a network of associates and peers who we believe shared a similar violent extremist ideology.
Authorities say today's actions have mitigated any risk of future harm. Inflation continues to ease, dropping to 3.6% in March compared to December's 4.1%. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says it's welcome news. However, prices are still rising faster than the RBA would like.
It is still too high, but we are making some progress. When we came to office, inflation had a 6 in front of it, and now it has a 3 in front of it.
Changes to bail laws in New South Wales could be on the horizon, with the state government seeking urgent advice on the matter, particularly in relation to domestic violence offences. It follows the tragic death of a young mum in the state's central west earlier this week. The federal sports minister has confirmed budget funding for CTE, a progressive brain disease associated with head knocks. We're yet to hear the full details, but it follows calls from CTE sufferer and rugby league legend Wally Lewis, alongside Dementia Australia. To sport, Josh Schuster has been released by Manly. The 22-year-old was contracted until 2027, but both parties have agreed to part ways. And St George and the Roosters will go head-to-head tomorrow night. Dragons coach Shane Flanagan says it's an honour to play on Anzac Day.
Very special day for all Australians, so to get to play in the marquee game is something special, you know, and even for me to coach it and, you know, have Kyle playing out there to walk out with my team and my son in the team, it's a special day. And